All right, so this Sunday we get the 68th annual Golden Globe Awards. They'll be broadcast on NBC. It's the beginning of a busy awards season. It's also, the Golden Globes are supposedly the most fun to attend. Having never attended any of them, I have no point of reference.
The drunkest. That's
what they say. Alcohol is actually served throughout the night. The celebrities kind of loosen up a little bit. And I'm sure you're going to be hearing some jokes about that from the host, who appears to enjoy the fact that he hosts the Golden Globes as opposed to, say, the Oscars.
Yes.
But we have with us Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, who are going to give us a guide through the Golden Globes. Whether somebody's going to watch it or not, you're going to give us the lowdown, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So first of all, what is distinct, co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast, so you know this better than anyone, what makes the Golden Globes distinct in choices? Is it just a rehash of what we're going to see in the Oscars?
Well, there are a few things that make it distinct. One, it's television and film together in one night. Awards for everybody. Anybody who acts, anybody who directs, all of them are being respected in
is
the same night.
Is there a YouTube category?
Not yet.
Soon. Yeah.
And then the other thing is that the categories for film include both, and for TV actually, comedy and drama. So people who normally wouldn't get honored at the Oscars, comedic film actors, comedic directors and so on, they get honored at the Golden Globes.
It was sponsored by the Foreign Press Association of Hollywood, which had trouble getting calls back until they made these awards up, I think.
There was only eight journalists who were in Los Angeles during World War II actually started the Foreign Press Association.
Brilliant move.
They wanted some respect. But Rafer, is there a difference in the choices between the Golden Globes judges and those who say vote on some of the other award shows?
In terms of how they vote, they definitely don't vote along the same lines. People like to use the Golden Globes as sort of a predictor for the Oscars,
yeah,
which is really not a great idea. I mean, when it comes to like a major category like Best Picture, you should just toss a coin. I mean, if you look back at the last, 30, 40 years or whatever it is, it's almost 50-50. I mean, sometimes they agree, sometimes they don't. So I think it's more fun than anything else, but it's not really a great barometer of how the Oscars
fewer
are going
voters,
to go.
Fewer voters, though, right? Fewer voters?
Oh, yeah, much fewer. Yeah. I mean, it's
so if you wanted to buy a
people.
Globe, you could, like, whip out your wallet and actually do it.
As Ricky Gervais joked last time.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right, so let's get your predictions anyway. Let's start with Best Picture here and see who you think is going to take this category. Kristen, let's go.
All right, so for Best Picture, we have Best Picture Drama. We have Black Swan. We have The Fighter. We have Inception. We have The King's Speech. And we have The Social Network. I think the King's Speech is going to win. And the reason why is I did a little formula here, and I found that in recent years, every single winner in this category, the action all takes place outside the U.S., either in another country, like Slumdog Millionaires in India, or on another planet, like Pandora with Avatar. So this is the only film in this category, The King's Speech.
But disability beats everything. Disability rules. Disability and Holocaust rules.
That is the Foreign Press Association. Rafer, do you agree with that?
I do. I think The King's Speech is going to win it, although I want to point out, like, all the betting websites, which are often creepily accurate about this kind of stuff, they're all pointing to Social Network.
Okay. Well, what does that mean, that perhaps Colin Firth will then take the Best Actor nomination in
a draw? He definitely will.
Yes.
I think almost definitely.
All right. So let's go to the comedy. What do you think there?
Well, we have Alice in Wonderland, Burlesque, The Kids Are All Right, Red, and The Tourist nominated for the Best Motion Picture Comedy. And obviously, if you're up against
Burlesque...
Burlesque
won't get it?
Right.
I think you're right there. I don't think it's going to get it. I think The Kids Are All Right will get it. I would like for The Kids Are All Right to get it as well.
Rafer, you're nodding your head.
I think it will. And I also think Annette Bening will win the Best Actress in the Comedy category on that one, too.
Kristen, you agree there. All right. Well, let's move really quickly to TV. And let's just go with drama. Anybody, you guys have predictions for TV?
As long as Mad Men's in the category, I think it'll win.
It'll probably win.
Mad Men could be nominated for Miss America, and it would still win.
Okay, handicap the film actors for me. Who are we going to see that's maybe an emerging actor whose name we have not heard before? I mean, there's a lot of people saying Mark Wahlberg could actually put forth a serious competition. I mean, somebody who's obviously
I
don't see it happening.
But I don't see that happening.
As far as unknowns go, I think it'll be in the best supporting actress category. And
okay.
In recent years, it's everyone from Monique for Precious to Jennifer Hudson for Dreamgirls, Sally Hawkins for Happy-Go-Lucky. The supporting actress category, it's been up-and-comers who've won for the last few years. So I think it's going to be Melissa Leo for The Fighter.
I think it's going to be Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh.
I do.
You
I
think they're going to go with Helena Bonham Carter?
I think so.
She reads the telephone book. I'm there. I
know.
Just
she's
her.
Great. She's just, great in The King's
so
Speech.
So much talent.
Okay, yeah. So let's just talk about, I mean, first of all, we'll get to Ricky Gervais in just a moment, but let's talk about, you think there's going to be a movie that just sort of dominates the awards? Are you going to walk away with most of everything?
I don't think there is. It was interesting what you were saying about the trivia question, but if I think I have the answer right, I think that's going back quite a ways. And the Golden Globes in the last several years at least have really spread the love around awards-wise. They've really made sure that everyone gets a little something here and there. It's kind of rare for one film to really dominate the Golden Globes.
All right. So let's go to the trivia question.
Yeah, let's go to the trivia question. Let me ask it again. It starred a young Jack Nicholson. It's the only film to win the Golden Globe Award in all five major categories: Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and Screenplay. Rafer?
All right. The young part is making me nervous, but I'm going to say One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
it
all
is.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What I'd like to suggest is that we change the work detail tonight so that we can watch the ball game.
Well, Mr. McMurphy, what you're asking is that we change a very carefully worked out schedule.
A little change never hurt, huh? A little variety.
And we want to say congratulations to Travis McKee, who is a fast typer and actually got that on our Facebook page. Thanks so much to Rafer Guzman.
Who produced that movie? Do you know?
Producer?
Yeah.
No.
First movie he produced. Michael Douglas.
Milos
Forman was the director, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer. They are both co-hosts of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the Golden Globes.
From the soundtrack of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Make your way over to thetakeaway.org, where Meinzer and Rafer blog their Golden Globe winners. Tell us who you'd like to see take home the gold. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or text the word START to 69866.
I've never actually watched the Golden Globes, but I would watch Ricky Gervais.
That's fun. It's fun, and he's fun.
He's funny. Yeah.
And he wishes he hosts the Oscars?
I don't know.
I don't think he'd want to.
I don't think he wants to just misbehave
and be drunk.
I do.
He promised this year that they would not invite him back.
I'm Ricky Gervais.
You are not. You're John Hockenberry. And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.